You're listening to Radio K, Real College Radio. That was Officer by St. Rich off of their album Beyond the Drone. They're playing a show tonight in the First Avenue main room alongside Dr. Doug. Show starts at 8 p.m. It's an 18-plus show. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah. Thank Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so I guess I'll start. How did this band come about? This is kind of like a side project, right? But not really?
It's not a side project. No, it's a real band.
A real live band?
It's a real live band. We use all professional instruments, and I don't know what a side project even means. I mean, whose side are we on? We're like, this is it. You know what I mean? We're down the middle. So that's kind of my stance on the thing.
Okay. But some of you guys are in a different band, right?
We're in another band. Christian and I are in another band called Delicate Steve, but who's to say what side is what? You know what I mean? Like, They're both two things. They both stand on two separate pairs of legs, I think.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like one is just a little pet project of
sure.
the other.
So. Well, I apologize. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess, are there things that you feel you can do in St. Rich that you can't really do in Delicate Steve?
We can sing.
I definitely feel like I can sing in this band.
Delicate Steve's mostly instrumental.
Okay. Mm.
So this one has words and it still feels like the same sensibilities, but just using different instruments and different, you know, voices to do the same thing. It still feels like both things are trying to be melodic and fun and uplifting in a way. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Cool. So I guess, what's the songwriting process like for St. Rich? Is it tough or does it come pretty quick? Or?
Most of it came in a flash.
Yeah.
Christian and I have both been making music independent of one another for a long time and together for a long time. And then this particular record kind of came, the inspiration came just one weekend, and we wrote a lot of the material then. Some songs were brought in from, you know, our collective little pools of songs, but most of the stuff was on the spot, just hopping around between different instruments and trying to come up with something that we both liked.
Can you divulge what happened on that weekend?
I mean, you could listen to it on a record called Beyond the Drone. That's kind of what happened.
That's that weekend?
That's that weekend. In an MP3 or on a vinyl record, depending on what you feel like finding out about it with.
Okay, cool. So you guys are on tour till mid-March. You've been on tour for a while. Anything you're looking forward to?
No. I think we're getting better every day. It's really fun to be on tour. We're having a great time. It's hard to look forward to anything on tour. It's all just great. Or it all just is one giant thing. So I don't know. Are you guys looking forward to any particular shows or anything?
Tonight, yeah.
Tonight. We're looking forward to tonight.
First Avenue tonight.
Do you guys like playing at First Ave?
We've never played
before. Oh, really?
Yeah, we usually play the Cultural Center.
Cedar Cultural Center?
A couple times. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
First time, First Ave.
That's exciting, yeah. It's a great venue. So I guess this question doesn't really relate to music so much, but what are your biggest fears?
Marshall has one.
Being on the radio.
Yeah, it's...
I'm terrified.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. But really.
Biggest fear in life. We're going to have to maybe get back to you. If you need something now, though.
I'm always afraid of being buried alive.
Like claustrophobia, kind of?
No, just more like being murdered.
Well, then you'd be dead, alive. So you'd be buried dead.
Yeah, but, you know, like, still alive in a coffin underground.
Murder by burial.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't mind being killed and then buried. You know?
Right, yeah, that's the standard route.
I hope that happens, so.
Okay, cool.
That's just me, though, I don't know.
Anybody else?
No, I mean, I think we're all, you know, we come from good homes, we're just a bunch of guys, and, you know, the same things that everyone else is feared of, dying and
sharks.
Yeah, sharks, swimming pools, all that stuff.
Hot tubs. How do you feel about whales? You think whales are scary?
Killer whales are terrifying.
I'm kind of ambivalent.
Okay. I'm afraid of whales, that's why I ask.
Oh, boy.
Huh. Yeah, they're really big. One more question. Who do you think was the most rock and roll president?
Gerald Ford?
Maybe.
Coolidge.
Yeah. Coolidge was cool.
He was cool.
Calvin Cool.
Silent Cal, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Mm.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Good move, Shane.
Who said that? Teddy Roosevelt. That's me.
Cool. No Clinton? I don't know. I thought Clinton was kind
of
cool.
Now he's more of a jazz president.
That's true.
Oh,
good
he hangs
point.
Out with the Stones, you know. That's kind of cool. Jay-Z. He's... Oh. Mm. Bob Dylan, I think.
Yeah,
right?
He wore sunglasses at the White House.
Hmm.
Yeah. Red. All right, well, St. Rich, thank you so much, guys. They're playing a show tonight alongside Dr. Dog in the First Avenue main room. The show's at 8, and it's an 18-plus event. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Great. Now back to more music here on Radio K.